This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling, undisputed, and just genuinely delightful star of the Capitol Steps. She joins us virtually every week at this time. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Very good. Are you excited that you don't have to watch another political ad in Virginia for a little while?
I know. It was really like I kept getting these calls from the disembodied voice of Mark Warner, you know, on my machine. And I'm thinking, like, you know, is he sitting in a room dialing the phone?
Exactly. I always like the contrast of, you know, the day before you're watching these ads and really the opponent is pretty much pure evil. And then once the race is decided and the person's giving their victory speech, they talk about what a wonderful person their opponent was.
Oh, and then how they're going to reach bipartisan agreement and, you know, how do they expect that after the mudslinging of the last few weeks?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Well, I know you won't have to wait too long before getting your political fix on because now that the elections are behind us and we're not really into the full swing of the midterms yet, you've got Sarah Palin's biography coming out.
That's right. It is coming out. It's coming out in time for Christmas, just like our Christmas CD. And we happen to have a song about it on our Christmas CD.
What an amazing coincidence. The album is Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
And it's an actual excerpt from the book about Christmas at the Palin family.
Here we go.
Hello, America. I'm Sarah Palin here. You betcha. And I'm here to say Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday to the baby Jesus. Yeah, you betcha. Did you know that Jesus is more than 2,000 years old? Gosh, that's almost as old as John McCain. Now, Christmas is the greatest of all of the American holidays. And up here in the Palin household, we don't celebrate those Hanukkah onesies. No siree. Come on up to Alaska, and I'll show ya. Have a gosh, oh golly Christmas. It's the kind that we adore. Santa stops, and then he hops to Russia right next door. Have a Palin family Christmas. Trim the tree with Todd and Jack. Welcome God with Piper Todd, Willow, Trig, and Track. Today the Christmas play had a great big hole. Bristle got fired from the Virgin Mary role. Have a betcha you know Christmas, every present will appear in your lap in fancy wrap. There are no newspapers here. Look there, the manger's bare. We need a child, no doubt. I guess I wouldn't mind popping one more out. I'll have a Todd and Sarah Christmas. The Wasilla is a pit. And then halfway through the Christmas ham, I'll just say, I quit.
Elena, can't get enough Sarah Palin. You know, she'll be on the campaign trail a lot next year, I would guess.
Well, you think she's running for president?
I don't know yet. We'll see how well the book does. You know, if the book's a monster bestseller, which I guess it already is because of all the pre-orders, you know, she might be fine just staying on the lecture circuit. It's a much easier job than being president.
It does seem easier, although the women in our group just love playing her, so you know, I hope she runs.
Well, I know.
Have you got your Christmas shopping started yet?
I have not. It's not Christmas Eve yet, right?
What, the 7-Eleven, you get everybody a Slim Jim and a Slurpee or something?
I'm not quite that bad. I usually know what I'm going to get them. It just takes me a while to go get it. But you're right. It does seem like all the stores are already ready for it.
Oh, yeah, and it's not just by now. I mean, it's been, well, we have a song about that, actually.
Here we go again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Each year, take a look at the local mall, and you will be appalled before Thanksgiving trees start to appear. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, wreaths of red and green. I think it should be a crime to adorn for Christmas time before Halloween. I cannot take too much more as I enter each store. It's one more Christmas display. Inside the Gap, all the old summer crap has been placed inside Santa's sleigh. And now the Christmas sales are starting on Columbus Day. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Way too freaking soon. A store thought sales would be high with Christmas in July, but Santa suffered heat stroke before noon. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Can't we make it stop? Soon on Christmas night there'll be a new ad on TV. Only 12 months left to shop.
Ah, the Capitol steps railing against commercialism of Christmas before Thanksgiving as we tell you about Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree, now available at capsteps.com.
There is an irony there, huh? We're playing Christmas songs in November to promote our new CD, and yet we're upset about it.
Absolutely. That's all right. You've been in Washington a long time. If this is the worst the hypocrisy gets, you're doing pretty good shape.
It really, really would make the senators that used to employ us proud, I think.
No doubt about it. You're not making fun of them, so absolutely they'll approve.
So, well, I appreciate the plug, and it's all on our website. And
exactly. You can also get Obama Mia there, and we'll have more from the Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree CD as we get closer to Christmas.
All right.
Very good. Elena, always a pleasure to have you with us.
Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And again, head to capsteps.com to pick up Obama Mia or the brand new Christmas CD, Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.